following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, July 2nd through Thursday, July 8th, 2021. July 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the heart is like the rudder of the soul. Where it goes, so goes the soul. This next commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, is a law, like all the others, which must be obeyed in the heart first. The soul must, with prudence, avoid any envy of another's wife, always respecting the marriage vows taken by any couple. In today's society, marriage is not an important institution. Many couples do not even marry before living as one. Those who do marry do not see it as a guideline towards future desires. To such as these, marriage is not an obstacle to any envious desire. People who transgress this commandment have no scruples as to what is good and what is evil. This is encouraged by entertainment, clothing, and literature, not to mention modern-day forms of communication. The heart has to desire to stand firm on the path of salvation by obeying this commandment. He has to let the commandment stand guard over his heart. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, obedience to the commandments means obedience to all 10 of the commandments, not just some. The 10th commandment dictates, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Adherence to this commandment hinges on obedience to commandments 6 and 7 as well. Once again, this obedience must be in the heart, as envy starts in the heart first, before it is acted upon in the world. I permit the soul to admire another's goods, but not to crave another's possessions. My provision is perfect and complete according to my will for each soul. It is up to every soul to hold his desires in check according to my divine will for him. Those who have much in the world are called to share with those who have little. This is my way of providing for the poor. My commandments are not just guidelines to salvation. They are laws which I carved in stone, not to be negotiated at judgment, but to be accounted for. These laws strictly hold each soul accountable, and obedience to my commandments needs to arise from a loving heart. In my omnipotence, I watch each soul's response to my laws. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 4th, 2021, Independence Day. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Since the peace of the world has been entrusted to my Immaculate Heart, the Lord has invited me to address your nation on this, the celebration of your independence from tyranny. This nation has become, once again, a slave nation. This has happened since open abortion was legalized under your reigning president. Abortion is not a victory for freedom, but an enslavement to sin. No one knows who has been summarily sacrificed on the altar of abortion. I tell you, great leaders in the fields of religion, science, and even politics have met their demise at the hands of abortionists. This sin has weakened your nation's independent spirit and sense of good over evil. As you celebrate today, take a moment to pray that each citizen, those in the womb included, is able to celebrate each year the safety of a free life in the world today. Freedom from sin is the victory of my Immaculate Heart. A note is given to read Leviticus chapter 27 through 8. "Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctify you." Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. July 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Now, children, you have my commandments in their entirety. Every nuance and depth has been explained to you. It is up to you to obey and follow these statutes in order to come into heaven. Each day, you have the duty to live in the truth of any failure in your obedience, to repent and correct these weaknesses. Adherence to my commandments must arrive from a heart of love, just as I have called you and taught you in love. No longer obey simply out of duty, but with a heart filled with love that wishes to please me. I smile upon such a soul and offer him every grace towards a deeper spiritual journey. Love of me and my commandments is rewarded with many favors. I cannot resist a loving heart." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 23. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 6th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, many of you are preparing to be here physically on August 1st, when I impart to you my triple blessing. I am asking you to prepare your hearts for this pilgrimage. Make small sacrifices each day towards this end. That way, when you come to my favored prayer site, you will feel a deeper peace when I impart my triple blessing. Many come with specific needs and intentions in their hearts. As you prepare for this journey, send your hearts ahead of you spiritually. I will receive your hearts as your guardian angels bring them to me. Then we will await together for your physical presence at this favored site. A note is given to read Psalm 9, 1 through 2. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My greatest joy is to fill a troubled heart with peace." If a heart empties itself of all concerns, I can easily fill it with my heavenly peace. Too often souls come to me with their petitions, focusing only upon their troubles and their needs, and not paying heed to my omnipotence or surrendering to my will. Such a heart does not stand ready to cherish my will or to treasure my solutions to their difficulties. When you pray or when you make a pilgrimage to this property, do not focus on your needs so much as you focus on my divine will for you. Learn to love my will as it always results in what is best towards your salvation. As your heavenly Father, I desire only your salvation. I never abandon the needy soul. I respond to your love for me with untold graces. If you love me, you will not be filled with fear, but trust. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. July 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "If you visit this prayer site with open hearts, the angels who are my messengers will give you a fresh perspective as to your state of life and your problems. You will be more prepared to see things as I do. Sometimes solutions are at your fingertips. Other times you will receive the grace you need to follow the path I am calling you upon. The grace will be given to you to bear your crosses." The more the soul believes in holy love, the more I will send angels to assist him. I want to be close to every soul. I desire my grace be a determining factor in each soul's decisions. I desire souls treasure their relationship with me more than any treasure in the material world. My arms are waiting for every soul to turn to me with their free will. Take heed of all that stands between you and me. Overcome these obstacles so that we can be closer and together in every present moment. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.